When I looked into the heart of the dying star, I saw something there. Something I couldn't explain. It's like in that moment I saw everything. The beginning, the end, all of it. All the pieces to the puzzle. And instead of feeling like, I don't know, fulfilled or complete, because I think most people would feel complete, they saw everything just bared before them. But I didn't. You know what I felt when I saw it? I felt hungry. I'm not like hungry for lunch or hungry for dinner. No. I was hungry for more. Just more. When I saw that raw power, that unrestrained power, salivation, just delicious. And then when I learned I could control it, it's hard to put into words that feeling. It's hard to express it. I'm monologuing. Look at me monologue. It's, I don't know if it. It must run not in the family, but in the profession. I haven't sat down to dinner with a villain who hasn't monologued me for an hour and a half, so I do apologize. I know you're in a position where you can't move, so you're kind of forced to endure the speech. And the best part is I didn't even write anything down, you know, I'm just waxing poetic as I'm, you know, looking up as I mean, we both know that I'm going to have to kill you. It's the laser. Slowly, it's gonna move. I'm going to turn on it a little bit and just leave the room. But before I do, I just wanted to really, you know, just take this time to say, you know, we're not so different, you and I. I mean, it's not true. We're actually incredibly different. We're fundamentally, diametrically opposed. If there was a living person who would be my foil, it would be you. But I've always really wanted to say that. And you wouldn't be surprised. There's just never any opportunity to say that, you know? Odds are, before I, like, blast someone, I don't, like, usually have a moment where they're holding on to, like, the edge of a cliff, or, in your case, tied to a table. It just never happens. So you never really get a chance to say, you know, you're not so different, you and I. Because that is probably top 10 villain things I've wanted to say. Is, you know, you're not so different, you and I. You know, maybe perhaps there's some good in me after all. Also probably high on that list. I'll get you as I shake my fist to the heaven. That's a classic. You know, about 4 weeks ago, actually, I got to use that one when you blew up my Argentina base. You killed Greg. I mean, you don't know who Greg is. He was a wonderful technician. He did my lava moat. I mean, he wasn't the contractor who did it initially. He was doing the upkeep after the fact. Because, listen, you won't believe the amount of... I mean, who am I talking? You have a car that flies. I mean, you probably understand. Ridiculous upkeep. I don't know. What does that thing take? Premium? Ultra? Like, what do you fuel it? Bronze of uranium? I mean, trust me. I mean, if you need a uranium guy, though, I got the best. Just the best uranium guy. But, anyway, I'm getting beside the point. Oh, my God, where was I? Oh, yeah, you killed Greg. You killed more than just Greg. You blew up my base. No, I recognize the self-destruct button is there for... It's for flair, you know? It's art. It isn't so much about it isn't there for people to hit, you know? It's red. It's a red button. There's a lot of green and blue and yellow buttons on my dashboard. The red button you're not supposed to hit. You're not supposed to hit red buttons. They're actually meant to be like, you know, fire. You know how fire alarms are red? You don't hit them unless there's a fire. And I get it. You wanted to blow up my base, so it made sense. But I'm just telling you, I'm going to no longer be installing self-destruct sequences into my base. It's just a liability at this point. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 7 times in a row. You just got to be asking yourself, maybe I need to talk to a different contractor. Because they're really the ones selling you the self-destruct. You're going there, you know, you're like, I just want a lair. You know, you want something simple. You're like, you know, build it into a mountain. And that's where the upsell comes. You know, they're like, mountain? How about volcano? And next thing you know, you're building in Hawaii. And it's astronomical, the cost. You wouldn't believe how much it costs to ship things in. Just being on an island, too. Whew, an airfare? Oh my god, getting henchmen out to the island was just a nightmare. I mean, you don't have to worry about that at all. You're subsidized by the government. But I'm a private contractor, you know? And these guys, I have taxes on all of them, too. It is crazy how much Villainy has changed. I'm basically running a multinational now. I remember back in the day, it was just, you know, ransom the moon. You know, steal some secret codes. And that's all you have to do. And, you know, you call the number. You say, I have the moon. And then you laugh a bit. And then they pay you a sum of money, and that's it. It was a different game in the 60s. Too much has changed. Now you gotta have a company. And you gotta be exchanged on the stock market. And you got investors and shareholders. It is shocking how much work it gets to become an organized villainy. And no one is willing to dress up in costumes anymore. You know, having all these guys in turtlenecks, it was a challenge. Initially, they wanted to come in casually. And you know what? I had to budge on casual Fridays. There once was a time when, you know, a henchman was really rubbing you the wrong way. You just hit the button that drops him into the lava moat. But here we are, sans lava moat. Again, thanks to you. And just throwing them off this mountain lacks the pizzazz, and also they've unionized. And it's a whole thing. That's why we have HR now, and now I can't just launch people off whenever I want. Here I am. I'm no longer monologue. This is just a ramble at this point. I'm sorry. You know, you're not busy. I mean, you're really not busy. You know. Honestly, I really think me trying to fire a space laser at the International Space Station was just like a cry for help more than anything. You know? I don't really want to do it. I mean, why do I want to blow up the space station? What I really need is like, you know, $2.7 billion to keep this whole shebang afloat. That's really what this is about. It's about perpetuating this. I'm gonna unhook you from the thing, and you can just go. I'm not really in the mood to blow up the space station. So if you want, you could just go home, I guess. I'll free the girl. She's fine. She's okay. She's just in a cage. I'll just go get her. We'll get a new Greg to get her. It'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, man. This is not how I saw this monologue going. Yeah. I mean, would you like to get drinks and talk maybe? I just wanted to assume. You have a thing. Okay. I mean, it's fine. I'm just No. I have actually. I have plans. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. No. I had so many things in my mind. I forgot. I have plans. I'm busy. I've got things to do anyway. So yeah, you can just go. Just let me just tell everyone not to shoot you, because they still think you. Yeah, but it's fine. We'll pick this up next week. You can. Yeah, let me look. I'll look at. No, I won't be at the moon base. Arctic. I'll be at the Arctic base. Yeah, the one that keeps moving, the subarctic base. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll pick that up then. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just in my head, I guess. I don't know. It's been a long year, okay? It's been a long year of you constantly blowing up my things and really just. I don't know. You know, the hallmarks of villainy, you know, they carry you so much, but sometimes you just get to a point. You just get to a point where you're tired, you know? We got to that point today. So, you win. You win this round. I'll get you next time. You can see yourself out.